sweetest friends. This year should be a special split for Hershey Onison, Ben, for Mordechai Ephraim, Lebracha Batzlacha, B'chol Maase Yadav, based on the Shir and the Sefer Or Avram and Simon Samechei. The Gemara says in Meseches Brachos and Daflam Amad Aleph, Ein Ondem L'Spala, L'mitoch Atzlus, L'mitoch Atzlus, L'mitoch Schoik, L'mitoch Sicha, L'mitoch Chalas Rosh, L'mitoch Tvaram B'Telim, and out of the Davin, out of sadness, laziness, laughter, excessive laughter, meaningless talk, lightheadedness. Ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Rather, davening should be done out of simcha shel mitzvah. V'chein lo yipater adem mechaber, lo mitoch sicha, etc. Ela mitoch dvar halacha. When you separate from your friend, it should be mitoch dvar halacha. Rabbeinu Yonah here, in Dibur Maskel Rabbanan, brings the gears of the riff, who writes, Tisani ein omdum l'spa lo mitoch sicha, ela mitoch dvar halacha. That the tefillah is not as we have in our Gemara, mitoch simcha shel mitzvah, mitoch dvar halacha. And then he writes a hasaga on this girsup, the problem with it, and he says that the correct girsa is ela mitoch simcha, not as the Rif has it, mitoch dvar halacha, but mitoch simcha. And then at the end he writes mi b'Yerushalmi garsin antani lo yamar adon l'spalo, etc. ela mitoch divrei Torah. Another girsa. So we have our girsa simcha shel mitzvah, the girsa of the Rif Dvar Halacha, the Girsa of the Yerushalmi, Mitoch Divrei Torah. Also earlier on Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Tosfos Dibur Maskil Mei Masai, he says, why do we read Shema in Shul? So Rabbeinu Tam says, isn't Zman Kriya Shema yet? It isn't that yet. That they were used to read Kriya Shema before davening, just like we say Ashrei, and that's in order to daven mitoch divrei Torah, like the Girsa in the Yerushalmi. And with this, we can explain the Targum and Tehillah. When the pasuk Hashem Sfosai Tiftach Ufiyagi Tilasecha, Targum says Hashem Sfosai Pasach Boiraiso Fumi Yasni Ish Tishbun Tushbe Chosoch. Hashem, open up my mouth in Torah and let my mouth praise you. So he adds Be'araisa. We say Hashem supposed to say Tiftach, open up my mouth. And the Targum adds Be'araisa. It doesn't say that in Pshuto Shel Mikra. So based on what we explain, we understand very well that there are two bakashas here. First, Hashem supposed to say Tiftach b'divrei Torah, and then Piyagit Tilosecha b'shevach b'tfila. And that's the vort, that you have to be omid b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, let me learn well so that my tefillah is going to be miskabel. And with this we can explain Kriyas HaTorah. Whenever we read the Torah in the morning, Kriyas HaTorah is after davening, after Shemoneh Esrei. Mincha for example, Mincha and Shabbos and in the Taniyos, the Kriya is before Shemoneh Esrei. So we have to understand, why is Kriya HaTorah after Shemoneh Esrei in Shacharis, and other times we see Kriya HaTorah is before Shemoneh Esrei. Another problem is that we pass in Tadir Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. So Tefillah is definitely more Tadir than Kriya HaTorah. So we should first daven. So what's the pshat that we first read the Torah and only then daven? So Rav Pomeranchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and it's Emek Bracha, and Inyan Kriyas HaTorah Os Dalid writes, Hod de b'Shabbos Mincha Makdim in Kriyas HaTorah Lefnei HaTfilah L'chayra Kasha HaTfilas Mincha B'Yosef Tadim in Kriyas HaTorah. So he asks this Kasha, why Shabbos Mincha? Are we first reading the Torah and then davening? Shver Mincha is more Tadir than Kriyas HaTorah, Tadir Kodin. V'Nira, he writes, would seem Yishim de Kriyas HaTorah Habi Yosef Mekudesh mitfila tolia retadur Mekudesh Habi Bayud lov shtabit Zvachim sadi alef eza kodim beza shir tziyakdim. So we have a discussion in Zvachim. If you have Tadir against Mekudesh, one is holier, one is more frequent, which one comes first? Maskan is you can choose. So therefore Mincha, they were makdim the Kriya to before tefila, because Kriya Sator is Mekudesh. So that enables us to be makdim Kriyas HaTorah to Tefillah, because it's more Mekudosh, and why Dafka, you can do it either way. And the answer is, it's because mitzvah lispalel im dimdume chama. It's a mitzvah to daven together with the Shkia. So therefore they wanted to push off the Tefillah, first read the Torah, so that the Tefillah is samuch le dimdume chama. As it says in the Gemara, Brachos Chavtes, and even though they cursed in Eretz Yisrael people who davened with the Chama, Rabbeinu Chananel brought in the Hagos Maimonios, Paragimel, Melchus Tefillah, writes that somebody who davened too late. But with the Chama is too late with the Chama. But if it's a little bit before Bias HaShemesh, a little bit before sunset, then it's a mitzvah. So therefore we want to push off the Tefillah. Therefore first we have Kriyas HaTorah, and then we have Tefillah. But Shachris, first we daven for the Kriya in order to daven im Netz HaChama. So we want to daven earlier because it's a mitzvah to daven together with the Nates. And also you're only allowed to daven until 4 hours, so we want to chop around and get the tefillah in before it's too late. And this is all in Shachris and Mincha, that they're equal. Tefillah is Tadir, and Kriyas HaTorah is Mekudosh. So we explain why in Mincha we go with the Mekudosh, and why in Shachris we go with the Tadir. But Lagabe Musaf, the Kriya comes first Al Pi Din. Because not only is Kriyas HaTorah more Mekudosh than Musaf, it's also more Tadir than Musaf. So Memela, it makes sense that first we should read the Torah and then Daven Musaf. Ad Kan Divrei Ha Emek Barocha. However, it's not so Pashit. Because even though he brings from the Gos Maimonios that there's a mitzvah to Daven Mincha and Gendume Chama with the sunset, we don't find that this is brought in the poskim. And even though the Rambam mentions this, Lagabe Tfilas HaShachar, and also the Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Lamed Gimel Ches, Ulevadze, Yesh Litzok, Alaminog, Medina Seinu, Shem Achram, Tfilos Mincha, Adashkia Mamish, for Gemara Sila Hedjib, and Ma'arova, Laiti Amanda, Mispal, Mincha, and Dumdume Chama. So the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like this minog to daven Mincha, Mamish, right by Shkia. Because in Eretz Yisrael they cursed you, so this is not something we should be doing, pushing off Mincha until the last minute. And not that it says in the Yerushalmi that one of the Amoraim would daven with Kuntumei Chama, that's talking about Shachris. So they should have more Rishamayim Kol Hayom. Not Mincha. So you see, this whole onion of Dumdumei Chama is not miscabled by the poskim. Earlier on we find Vav Amid Beis Dola Mi Adam Zohir B'Tfilas Mincha, because Eliyahu was only Nana B'Tfilas Mincha, B'Tfilas Mincha. Davin, be careful about Mincha, because that's when Eliyahu was answered. And there in the Marashah he writes B'Tfilas Mincha Nir Lefayish Tadlo Itzdrich Lameimar Shalei Vatel Adam Echad Mi'at Tfilas Shekvar Mefur Shavos Tiknu K'Neged Tamidim Tiknu. It's not saying that you shouldn't miss Mincha, that's Pashut. The Abbas were attacking the Tfilah K'Neged Tamidim El Lehachi Karmel Dola Mi Hezor V'Zor is B'Tfilas Mincha. So it's telling you not that you shouldn't miss it, but the moment it comes you should daven. Because Eliyahu HaNavi was answered at the beginning of Zman Mincha, by Hiba Alos HaMincha, B'tchilas Aliyos V'Shel HaMincha. So Adarav, it's not a mitzvah to daven in Dumei Chama, it's a mitzvah to daven first thing. We call Mincha Gedola. Well, the fisa, we have to understand this whole inyan of Kriyas HaTorah Shas Mincha, why we're first reading the Torah and then we're davening Mincha, but not to push it off and daven with the Shkia, as the Yamek Bracha says, because it's better to daven Mincha as early as possible. So we can explain this based on what we learned in the Gemara and the Yerushalmi, the Yesh Lama B'Tfilah Mitoch Divrei Torah. So there's a Maila when you first have Divrei Torah and then you have the Tfilah, and therefore we say Ashrei before Tfilah. And we say Kriyash Mashal Arvis Kodem Atfilah, even if you're not Yotzei Yidei Chovas Mitzvahs Kriyashma, like we saw in Tosas Brachas, have Bezom and Aleph. So since you have to read the Torah, B'Shas HaMincha de Shabbos, and also in Taniyah, so it's Makdim to be, it's right to be Makdim the Kriya. First read the Torah, and then Mitoch Divrei Torah, you're going to daven. Are you ready Yotzei with Ashrei? Normally, during the rest of the week, you just say Ashrei before Mincha. But Mitzad HaSvara, the more Torah the better. So it's also do Kriyas HaTorah. It also seems that way from the Rosh. Lakach Nagu Lomer Pesuket Dezimer Vashay Kodem Atfila Kedei Lama Tfila Mitoch Tvar Simcha Shal Mitzvah Shal Sek B'Divrei Torah Ke'en Zeh B'Divrei Atosis, that we say Pesuket Dezimer and Asheri before davening to be Yomi Tfila Mitoch Tvar Simcha Shal Mitzvah Shal Sek B'Divrei Torah. So you see that Asheri and Pesuket Dezimer are two separate things. Asheray, we usually think Asheray is part of Pesukah Dezimra. He says, no, Asheray and Pesukah Dezimra. So some Mavur and Rashi, Pesukah Dezimra, Shnei Mizmorim Shel Hilulim, Halu Es Hashem and Hashemayim, Halu Kel Bekotcho. So Asheray is not included in Pesukah Dezimra. He says, Pesukah Dezimra, the Hilulim, not Asheray. So we see Al Kopanim from the Rosh, that was a Rashi in the Shabbos, Kufi Chesam and Beis. That we say both Asheray and Pesukah Dezimra to be Omed B'Tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah. So we could say also here, that it's right to be makdim Kriyas HaTorah before Mincha, so that both Asheri and Kriyas HaTorah, just like we have Asheri and Pesukah Dezimra, Asheri and Kriyas HaTorah are mitoch Divrei Torah. So Asheri, we say Asheri and Pesukah Dezimra, so that Tefillah is mitoch Divrei Torah. Then afterwards, when we daven, we've said a lot of Torah. So we can say the same thing about Kriyas HaTorah. That we're reading the Torah so that our tefillah is mitoch divrei Torah. So that's the idea of tefillah, of Kriyas HaTorah, and then tefillah, so that the tefillah should be mitoch divrei Torah. What about Shacharis? Shacharis, we read the Torah after davening. Wouldn't it be a gevaldik idea to read the Torah before davening? So the answer may be that you can't mamish be masmich the divrei Torah to the tefillah. You have to be samach gula the tefillah. So you can't interrupt Gal Yisrael and then start reading the Torah. So it's gaitnish, because you have to be masmech gula tefillah, Gal Yisrael, right into Shemoneh Esrei. What about saying Kriyas HaTorah earlier? Maybe before Pesukei Dezimra? So that might be Tadir V'Sheino Tadir. Because Pesukei Dezimra and Kriyas Shema B'Rechoseha are Tadir L'Gabe Kriyas HaTorah. And it's not Roy Lahakdim, the She'eno Tadir, the Tadir. And that's maybe why we say Asheray Mincha for Kriyas HaTorah. Because of Tadir. So we want to go with the Tadir. And after Birchas Kriya Shema, again we can read the Torah. So there's really no place in Shacharis to put Kriyas HaTorah. If we put it before davening, before Pesukei Dezimra and Birchas Kriya Shema. So Pesukei Dezimra and Birchas Kriya Shema are more Tadir. And if we put it before Gal Yisrael, then you're losing out on your Smichas Gula Tefillah. Even though one could argue to put it before the whole davening, and then it's Mekudesh at least. You have the Mail of Mekudesh. For whatever reason, the rabbis decided at first we're going to do Pesukei Dezimra and Birchas Kriya Shema, and then Tefillah to be Masmech Gula Tefillah, and only then Kriyas HaTorah. But Mincha, well, we don't have the issue of being Samech Gula Tefillah, so we do first we do Kriyas HaTorah, so that we're Omeid. It's Fila Mitoch Divrei Torah. Now on Shabbos, we read the Torah before Asheray. Why don't we say Asheray first? And Mincha, first we say Asheray, and then we read the Torah. But Musa, first we read the Torah, and then we say Asheray. Why is that? So it seems that the whole Iker Inyan of Kriyas HaTorah was Niskan B'Seder D'Shachris and has nothing to do with Musaf. Kriyas HaTorah is part of Shachris, not Musaf. So is Pashas Lashon HaRambam in this 12th Perek of Hilchos Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun on the Yisrael Shikor B'Torah B'Rab M'Shabbos B'Sheni V'Chamish B'Shachris. So it's Mashmal Lefi Pshuto that Kriyas HaTorah is Be'etzem Chelek M'Seder Shachris. It has nothing to do with Musaf. Moshe Rabbeinu was metakein that they should read the Torah b'Rabim and Shabbos, Monday and Thursday. Shabbos, Monday and Thursday, we read the Torah b'shachris. So the whole word of Kriyas HaTorah is shachris. It's chelik miseder shachris. It has nothing to do with Musaf. Therefore we understand. Why first we're going to be saying Kriyas HaTorah and then Ashrei? Because Ashrei is Shaykh to Musaf. And the Kriyas HaTorah is Shaykh to Shachris. And this also presents a problem with the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha wanted to put Kriyas HaTorah before Musaf al Tadir, but that's not the reason at all. Kriyas HaTorah is part of Shachris, it has nothing to do with Musaf. We should all be zochim et Hashem vilmod v'lalami lishmar v'lasos v'lakayim es kol divrei samut harasa v'yahava amen v'amen shalom shalom svidis amas b'lavishvot.